This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump launched his re-election campaign at a rally in Orlando, Florida, Tuesday night, one of the swing states that fueled his poll-defying victory in 2016. While the president was hailing what he says were accomplishments in manufacturing jobs, a possible rival, Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden, was apparently on his mind.
Since my inauguration, we've added 16,000 manufacturing jobs a month. That didn't happen by accident. Remember the statement from the previous administration? You'd need a magic wand to bring back manufacturing. Well, we'll tell Sleepy Joe that we found the magic wand. The sleepy guy.
Trump says his internal polling shows him doing very well, and he refuted the accounts of pollsters who have him trailing Biden. President Trump says U.S. Army Secretary Mark Esper will likely be his nominee as Defense Secretary after the current Interim Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, withdrew his name from consideration for the post. The AP's Sagar Magani explains.
It was an abrupt announcement from President Trump, who tweeted Patrick Shanahan has decided not to move forward with the confirmation process and is stepping down. Shanahan says he will resign his previous post as Deputy Defense Secretary. He says moving ahead with the confirmation process would reopen wounds from an old family matter and hurt his kids. Shanahan's been the acting chief since Jim Mattis resigned in January, an unusual arrangement for such a sensitive post. The president recently tabbed Shanahan for the permanent job, but his nomination never formally went to the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app from here in Washington. This is VOA News. Top U.S. military and diplomatic officials warn they have no intention of easing their maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests the regime in Tehran is lashing out in increasingly dangerous ways. But U.S. officials also caution they are not looking to start a war, though much will depend on what Tehran does next. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Christopher Hill tells the Associated Press, tensions between the U.S. and Iran has created a dangerous situation.
I think it's a pretty dangerous situation. There's certainly a lot of room for miscalculation. I think the president had in mind that he would get the Iranians into a position where they wanted to talk to him. He would get some improvement on the JCPOA, the Iran deal. But I don't think the Iranians want to play along with that. So now we have a question of how to calm this thing down.
Hill said he hopes the U.S. gets some backing from its allies before it takes the situation any further. In other news, former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, the country's first democratically elected head of state, who was ousted from power, was buried on Tuesday, a day after his collapse inside a Cairo courthouse. Morsi had just addressed the court during his trial on espionage charges when he collapsed from an apparent heart attack. Morsi, longtime top figure in the Islamic group, the Muslim Brotherhood, was overthrown as president back in 2013 by Egypt's military after mass protests against his rule. Amnesty International called for Egyptian authorities to conduct an impartial investigation into the circumstances of Morsi's death, including the medical care he was receiving. The United States said Tuesday it is seeking a comprehensive peace agreement with the Taliban that would cover counterterrorism assurances, withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, intra-Afghan talks to find a political settlement to the war, and a permanent ceasefire. The word comes as the adversaries in the 17-year-old Afghan war are expected to meet in Qatar in the next few days for a crucial round of peace talks. The nearly year-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue process has been under fire for failing to make progress toward ending the conflict. The Taliban maintains it will not stop fighting or join intra-Afghan peace talks until all U.S. and NATO troops leave the country. And the European Union on Tuesday is calling on its members to accelerate efforts to meet the 2030 climate goals. Reviews showed them on track to meet the overall emissions reductions goal, but falling short of other specific targets. For details on much more news, again, join us on voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.